Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And before we go into the word the Lord has given me to share with you today and for the next few days, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being your people, Lord, that we have responded to the moving and the call of the Holy Spirit, and Lord, that you have set us on high. Lord, we are already seated in heavenly places, and we thank you, Lord, that you have called us as your children. And Father, I'm lifting those now who are going through battles and spiritual warfare and troubles and afflictions. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us power over all power of the enemy. And so, Father, we utilize that authority. We stand on your word. And Lord, we thank you that you are going to perfect that which concerns us. We rebuke hindrances, delays, the work of the enemy, and Father, we pray for the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in our lives, that we will represent the Lord Jesus Christ to this generation in which we live. Thank you for touching hearts, Lord, for touching bodies, for bringing healing of emotions, of mental conflicts, of emotional troubles and relationship issues, Father, that you will move and undertake, Father, because as you said you would, if we would agree on earth as touching anything. And Lord, those who are agreeing with me, you see, Lord, the needs. And so, Father, we thank you that what you have promised, you are able also to accomplish. And we give you honor and praise this day. Amen and amen. Well, as I was seeking the Lord for what he would have me share, I was taken to the book of Ezekiel. And what I would like to do is read the first 13 verses, and we're going to be looking so you can be attentive in terms of what the passages have to say. We're going to look at some very strange creatures. They're called the four living creatures that are introduced in Ezekiel. And I believe, as I have spent time with the Lord and also as I've utilized the commentaries of biblical scholars, that we can have some understanding of what these very strange creatures are in appearance. All right, here we go. This is Ezekiel chapter 1. Verses 1 through 13. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I, this is the prophet Ezekiel, was among the captives by the river Kebar, that the heavens were open, and I saw the visions of God. Now, we understand that through the prophets, especially Jeremiah, he spoke of repentance to the children of Israel, but they did not hearken. We know after Solomon and the reign of his son, the kingdom was split, and God's judgment began to fall, as was warned by the prophets, upon the people of Israel. And so let me just go on and read a few more verses. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of Jehoiakim's captivity. Now, who was he? He was an evil king, a king of Judah. And as he had ascended the throne, 3 months later, Nebuchadnezzar came against Judah, against Jerusalem, and conquered the city and carried him off to Babylon. And so when it talks about King Jehoiakim's captivity, he was in Babylon. And it's interesting, you know, many of those who would try to discredit the Bible say, well, there's inaccuracies, there are inerrancies. And we do understand, as far as this biblical king, that in 2 Chronicles, the 36th chapter, verse 19, excuse me, 9, it says that he is 8 years old, the king, and that's when he ascended the throne. And yet, in 2 Kings 24, 8, it says that he was 18 years old. Now, those who would seek to discredit the scriptures of the day, well, see, that's a discrepancy right there. There's a difference of 10 years of age. And yet, we understand, as we really study the Word of God, those that are devoted their lives to studying the Word of God have said that probably he ascended the throne. There's not a conflict at 8 years, and yet he probably reigned in conjunction with his father for 10 more years. So so both of these scriptures are right. He was 8 years old when he basically ascended the throne to reign with his father. And then when his father was gone, he was 18 years old when Nebuchadnezzar when he ascended the throne. And 3 months later, he reigned only 3 months. Nebuchadnezzar came against Jerusalem. And so what are we seeing thus far? We see that it was in the time of the prophet Ezekiel, he was among the captives. He was also taken to Babylon. It says the heavens were open, and he saw visions of God. And this recalls, he speaks about the four living creatures. And also, we know that the revelation, there's similarities with the revelation that John was given in the book of Revelation. He was in the, for the testimony of Jesus, he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and he was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. And so most commentaries agree that the prophet is making plain that this was a vision, that they were symbolic, not actually existing creatures. Well, let me just go on and read. In verse 3, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Kibar. And the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and beheld, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself. And a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, and out of the midst of the fire, there was a continual flashing. And out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. These are very strange creatures as described, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. And their wings were joined one to another and turned not when they went, and they went every one straight forward. This seems all very strange, but there are other significance to it. As for the likeness of their faces, they had four faces. They had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies, and they went every one straight forward whither the Spirit was to go. They were led by the Spirit of God. They went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. That is an amazing description, and he was using the best words that he could to describe their appearance. And Ezekiel does not say in this chapter, this first chapter, what these living creatures were, but in a subsequent vision, he saw them again in connection with the temple, and he recognized them as the cherubim. And this is found in Ezekiel, the 10th chapter, verses 15 and 20. Let me read that. And the cherubims, he recognizes them, were lifted up. This is the living creature that I saw by the river Kebar. And verse 20, he said, this is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river Kebar, and I knew that they were the cherubim. So he is able to identify them as the cherubim. And in Scripture, these living creatures, if you were, these cherubim are always indicative of the immediate presence of the Holy One of Israel. These four living creatures, in spite of the strange and unusual and even grotesque imagery, yet they had a general human form and are understood to be like man in whatever is not specified. There's much emphatic repetition throughout the descriptions. Commentaries agree that cherubim and seraphim are symbolic creatures represented in various ways throughout Scripture. I shared in Ezekiel, the 10th chapter, and in verse 21, the Scriptures tell us that everyone had four faces apiece, and everyone four wings. And the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings, and the likeness of their faces was the same faces which I saw by the river of Kebar. Their appearance and themselves, they went every one straight forward. Praise God. So we see also, and I'm going to take a moment to just turn to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 27. And he set the cherubims within the inner house, and they stretched forth the wings of the cherubim, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. There's significance to all of these things, but my time is gone, and we'll just continue tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, the notes will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.